So is the iPhone 14 still an awesome smartphone in 2024, just 1 year after release? Let's go ahead and take a look. So first, let's take a look at the price. You're gonna get an awesome deal on the iPhone 14, only 1 year removed from the newest model, the iPhone 15, but you can get the iPhone 14 fully unlocked, basically brand new and renewed on Amazon for around $500. It'll cost you $700 or more if you get it directly from Apple. So you're saving a substantial amount of money from the $800 iPhone 15. So you're talking about $300 of savings. So right away, that makes it a good deal right off the bat. But let's continue. Very similar in size and build and weight as the iPhone 15. So right away, the build quality, just the overall iPhone hasn't changed dimensions that much. Same great build quality, glass front, aluminum frame. The eSIM technology is there. There's no nano SIM anymore. That was left behind in the iPhone 13. So the iPhone 14 started the trend of iPhones only coming with the eSIM option. You can't have both, which is a major pain point, but that's how it's going down now. And so that's the same thing as the iPhone 15. We have the same dust and water resistance, 6 meters for 30 minutes. Now the display, very, very nice. Super Retina display. It has 800 nits regularly, but it has peak nits of 1200, which is less than what is on the iPhone 15. So you have a little bit less brightness on the iPhone 14, but not by much. Same size screen. But here's the one thing about the display is that the iPhone 14 is the last iPhone to have the notch at the top. It is being now replaced with the dynamic island. So that's one visual difference, one aesthetic that will make it feel a little bit old school. The software, it's only 1 year removed from being compared to the iPhone 15. So you're gonna get several years of updates. It runs the same software as the iPhone 15, so you're not going to be left behind. You're not going to see any difference there with the software. It also comes in with 128 gigs of storage, same thing on the iPhone 15. And the other good thing is that it also has 6 gigs of RAM as the iPhone 15, so we're not seeing a lot of internal changes for the most part on the iPhone 14 in 2024 standards. The camera system, we have 2 cameras on the back, very nice quality, great videos, great pictures, shooting in 4K, almost the same as the iPhone 15, except the iPhone 15 has a 48 megapixel main shooter, but you're really not going to notice the difference. So the camera is still great on the iPhone 14 in 2024. Selfie cameras didn't really change much from year to year, so we still, the 12 megapixel 4K camera in the front is the same as the iPhone 15. So that's very modern, still nice. What can I say about Bluetooth? We have the same 5.3 Bluetooth as the iPhone 15. So there's no reason to upgrade there on the Bluetooth front. But here's another difference. It's the charging port. The iPhone 14 is the last iPhone to have the Lightning port, as opposed to the USB Type-C found on the iPhone 15. So if you flip the phone onto its bottom, you're gonna see a different port, and you might hate it, you might love it, but with the USB-C on the iPhone 15, now it makes it possible to charge all your devices with the same cable. And in most cases, if it's a laptop charger, you got fast charging right away. The Lightning port left on the iPhone 14 is a old school feature pretty much from now on. So you got the Lightning port and the notch at the top. Those are the two most striking differences between the iPhone 14 and the newer iPhone 15. Face ID is the same. Ultra wideband is different because you got ultra wideband 1 on the 14 versus the ultra wideband 2 on the 15. Both of them have emergency SOS. Battery, this still gets great battery life with over 3200 milliamps of battery. there's only a slight increase in the iPhone 15. So battery life is awesome on the iPhone 14. Charging is very robust. You have 30 minutes, you get charger for 30 minutes, you get 50% charge just like the iPhone 15. You also get 15 watt wireless MagSafe charging and 15 watt wireless Qi charging as well. The only difference between this and the iPhone 15 is that it doesn't have reverse wired charging for your Apple Watch or your AirPods, for example, but that's not that important, or a lot of people probably won't use it for the most part. So in conclusion, with all the specs, the iPhone 14 is definitely a great, awesome smartphone in 2024. When you compare it with the newest model, the iPhone 15, you're gonna get pretty much all the modern conveniences, except you do have two visual changes. Is the notch at the top versus dynamic island and lightning port at the bottom compared to USB Type-C. But all the internals, all the software, even the camera, you're not gonna notice a difference from the iPhone 14 to the 15. We have great storage. We have the same amount of RAM on both models. So you're not really compromising anything by staying with the iPhone 14. Or if you want a new phone, you can get this at a really great price at $500. So you're saving $300 for the most part. So it's a really good deal. Definitely the iPhone 14 is still a big win in 2024. And I suspect it's going to be still great even years to come. So that's been my comparison of how the iPhone 14 compares in 2024.